Hi, my name's Karis Vaughan and I'm the lead campaigner for Protect Quarry Farm.
And Quarry Farm is one of the sites that Rutland has identified to take forward to their local plan. Mm-hmm. And this week it was decided that the Brook Road area will be taken out of the plan in a cabinet meeting. Obviously you were watching.
Yeah, it was just really, really disappointing, that decision. I think when we sort of, you know, came out of that meeting, I wasn't there in person, but, you know, I watched the playback of it. And we were all really, really cross and angry for lots of different reasons. First of all, we just felt that there was no time whatsoever in that meeting given to Quarry Farm, any discussions around it. You know, despite the fact that we had 165 objections, and obviously we've got way more on the actual planning application itself, it certainly warrants a discussion or an acknowledgement within that meeting, especially as Brook Road was, you know, there was a lot of time dedicated to that. So we were really cross, and, you know, the leader of the council was talking a lot about the importance of listening to residents, you know, as part of this kind of local plan process, and, you know, how she was moved by a lot of the comments from the Brook Road residents. And, you know, it was just felt like a real slap in the face for a lot of us who have worked really, really hard over so long to try and engage Rutland County Council, largely unsuccessfully, in actually kind of listening to us and our very legitimate concerns around this. So we were extremely frustrated by that.
And you see this as kind of like, as you said, another kind of continuing difficulty to bring Rutland to the table.
Yeah, there's been lots of times where we've tried to engage Rutland councillors. I mean, it was only a couple of years ago that I tried to organise a meeting at the Danish Invader where we really were literally just kind of celebrating a book that we'd kind of curated over the quarry, lots of pictures. It's basically a celebration of this book, you know, along with like poetry readings and people telling stories and photographs and stuff like that. And we thought, well, great, let's get the Rutland councillors over so they can actually kind of look at this, they can hear from us, they can understand why we feel so strongly and so passionately about the quarry and about preserving it. You know, and I pretty much didn't get any responses. And those responses that I did get back were, for legal reasons, apparently the councillors couldn't come because there's a live local plan and it might prejudice them, which I just thought was so ridiculous, you know. You know, as I keep saying, we are the main stakeholders. You know, the people are the main stakeholders for the council, and they're our local kind of representatives. They should be coming and listening to us, and it just feeds in to, you know, the issues that we have that we're not being represented, because obviously it's being decided by Rutland, but the main impact of this development is going to be felt by Stamford residents. And who's representing us? Who's at the table there? Who was within that steering group that was representing the issues of Stamford? And given that Quarry Farm represents such a huge part of like Rutland's housing targets for the next plan period, it's just, quite frankly, I could use stronger words than frustrating, that we just feel that we're being completely sidelined. And that meeting for us was just a real kick in the teeth. It just really fed into those feelings of isolation that we essentially feel.
Now, obviously, taking Brook Road out of the housing allocations, the implication was that Rutland would still have enough housing stock for the next 5-year housing supply. And obviously, if they took Quarry Farm out, that wouldn't be the case because it's such a large part of their housing allocation. Do you see that as any justification at all for singling out that smaller development?
Well, no, not really. No, I think that Rutland do have other options. I mean, I know that there's St George's Barracks, and I do understand that there are some issues around that. You know, apparently now it's an environmental site, so I've heard that they're trying to go for SSSI, you know, with Natural England, which, quite frankly, I do not know how you can compare the two sites of St George's Barracks with the Quarry Farm, quite frankly. But anyway, that's the line they're taking, and I think there are some other issues there. But there is a lot on St George's Barracks that absolutely could be developed. And of course, you've got other sites like Woolfox, which would be a perfect place for development with its access to the A1 and things. So I do feel that Rutland actually do have a fair few sites. Some of them are largely brownfield sites, which would be appropriate for more large-scale developments. You know, Stamford, on the other hand, we're really pushed to find anywhere else that we could build here. I mean, literally all the kind of green spaces that are used by people are, you know, either owned by Burley and therefore are not going to be developed, or are on a floodplain such as the Meadows, or are places like Quarry Farm. And they are the only kind of places that we kind of have now. And, you know, it looks possible that that's going to be taken away. So we really don't have a lot of options here. Whereas I would contend that there are options for large, and I'm not talking huge scale here. I mean, I know that St George's Barracks was rejected in the last local plan, and I do have sympathy with some of those concerns. And it obviously was a very much bigger development, but certainly kind of medium-sized developments, I think there are sites that are appropriate for that in Rutland that they could look more at.
So taking that on board, do you think Quarry Farm's main difficulty is the fact that you've got the two councils next to each other. You've got two developments that virtually depend on each other to succeed as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that that is a big issue. It was originally, obviously, previously being brought forward as a joint application. And then, obviously, with Rutland sort of rejecting its local plan, they're now being brought forward as separately as single applications being decided by two different counties. And I do feel that that is an issue because, obviously, each county's got its own kind of interests at heart. And, you know, although they've got this duty to cooperate, you know, my understanding is that there are a lot of issues between the two councils, not least over, you know, where the developer contributions are going. You know, my understanding is Rutland want to keep all of it for themselves. And, you know, I also think there is a big issue, and I really wish that SKDC would be fighting more for this in terms of those housing and the targets there, because Rutland are claiming all of them. I mean, previously, at least it was SK that was going to be getting those 650 targets, and now it's Rutland that are keeping all of them. So all that means is that, you know, SK now have to find more housing targets in order to meet the levels that they need. And of course, there's a lot of complexity. It relies on the two councils working really well together, and I'm not privy to those meetings, but my understanding is that there aren't very many meetings that have actually happened in the first place. There isn't a lot of transparency around those meetings. I know I've spoken to councillors who are trying to get information about what decisions have been made, and that's really difficult. So I'm certainly not hearing that that's going well. So I do think that it's a problem, yes.
And do you see this particular development as kind of almost sacrificing that kind of, as you say, convenience for Rutland having their major part of their housing development basically draining Stamford's resources?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not just me personally, but lots of people within Stamford would share these sentiments that it's very kind of politically convenient for Rutland to grant permission here because, yeah, it ticks off, you know, almost 50% of their housing targets for new development. You know, they claim the council tax on it, they get the developer contributions, and they don't have to get any of the issues and the problems regarding pressures on services and infrastructure and things. That becomes Stamford's kind of problem. So, yeah, I do think it's convenient. And obviously, Rutland will deny that. And of course, they are laying the blame of this at SK and saying, well, it's only because of the road that we're actually putting it in there in the first place. So I personally feel that both councils have got questions to answer, really. You know, to SKDC, I would say to them, there is nothing that we're gaining from this development. I'm still waiting to hear somebody tell me what it is that we get as a net benefit from Quarry Farm. You know, the only reason that they're supporting it in principle is because of that road. Now, my challenge to SKDC is to look at other options for that road. They say that there isn't any, but go back and speak to landowners, go back and do the research, go back and find some other options. Or, you know, do we need the road in the first place? I mean, we have just got a report back, which we'll be distributing shortly, from a traffic consultant. We fundraised for this. It's a 27-page, very thorough report, which very much kind of criticises modelling and the developer's traffic impact assessment. And in that report, it talks about how the link road has kind of been overestimated in terms of how much traffic it's actually going to relieve from Stamford. So we think that that link road needs to be looked at again. Is there a possibility of reducing slightly the allocation at Stamford North, which would solve a lot of the issues from the Stamford North end? You know, you could keep the bund, which would be something that the Stamford North lot would be very happy about. You know, possibly make up the shortfall elsewhere. I mean, you know, I think people would accept a compromise of Exeter Fields, for example, being built on if there was a reduced allocation at Stamford North and we get to keep the quarry. So, you know, what we're saying is we're not NIMBYs. We're not saying we don't want any houses. You know, we're not even saying to Rutland, you know, you need to cut your housing. We're just saying look at other options and where you can make those housing targets up, because there are other options. And we just need councillors to be a bit braver and to think of the bigger picture here.
And actually, as you say, with Stamford, right from the days of the local plan from years ago, it's been the northern side of Stamford that's been the preferred area for development for Stamford. Mm-hmm. And Quarry Farm at that point was obviously taken towards Stamford's housing allocation. From a Rutland point of view, I think I'm right in saying that the majority of the services that are due to be provided for this new development, primary school, doctors, community centre, are they more on the Stamford North side anyway?
Well, to be honest with you, we're still seeking clarity around all of that. I mean, that's another thing that we just don't really know. I think Rutland are saying that they can expand Empingham Surgery, and they're saying that there'll be enough capacity in primary schools in Rutland, and I think this is part of the reason why they're not willing to give any of these developer contributions. But obviously from the Stamford end, you know, we know that most people that buy those houses are going to consider themselves buying them in Stamford and living in Stamford, and they're going to be using Stamford schools and they're going to be using Stamford medical services and things like that. So it's a tussle between the councils. They're both trying to fight it out, and the end result is that we've got what I can only describe as a bit of a toxic kind of application. And I think it's giving a headache to everybody. I think if you mention the word quarry farm to anybody in the councils, they just go, oh my gosh, you know. Even SKDC councillors, I mean, at the last meeting they had when they were determining their position, you know, one of the councillors said, oh, it's a pig's ear of development. Why on earth are we doing it? So I don't think anyone really wants it.
So what would you like to happen from here? You've talked about the fact that you feel like you haven't had the communication to find a solution from Rutland, and, you know, basically having Rutland's representation talking about this issue.
Yeah, I mean, we, in terms of the local plan, it's difficult to know really where to go from this. I understand there might be another round of consultation regarding it. Obviously, it's not the final adopted plan, so we'll have to look at what avenues we've got there. Obviously, we're fighting very hard on the planning side, and we'll be putting forward all of the evidence that we have. Like I said, we've got this traffic impact assessment that we've got done, this independent one, which we'll be putting forward, and we want to be taken seriously on those points. So, yeah, we want our concerns to be taken seriously. We're obviously going through all the correct channels there. But we would also, you know, really petition both Rutland and SK to go away and have a look at other options. If it's just about that road, which Rutland seem to be saying it is, although I think there's more at play for them, but if it's just about that road, we'll really focus on that road then. What's your contingency for it? Where else can it go? Is there another way around this? Because if they can go and do that, go away and find another solution, then I think we could effectively have a compromise for everybody.
Is there anything else that we haven't covered that you'd like to get across?
Yeah, just one more thing, actually, on a kind of more positive note. We're putting on a little picnic at the quarry. I say we're putting on, it's a bring your own, and it's on Sunday the 1st of September at the Quarry Ponds from 1 o'clock, and we just want to kind of gather the community together really and just show people, you know, what a site it is. It's a great place to bring the dogs, bring the kids, you know, a bit of wild play, sit down, have a picnic. So if you're free on Sunday the 1st of September, you know, you want to come and join us and show your support, then we'll be there. Obviously weather dependent.
Caris Fawn, Protect Quarry Farm, thanks for joining us on Rutland and Stamford Sound.
No problem, thanks very much.